Amen. I appreciate that good singing this morning. You enjoyed that, say amen.
Amen.
They sang, yes, Jesus loves me, and I have it on good authority. Amen. Yeah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Yeah. We love him because he first loved us. Yeah. Hebrews chapter number 9 this morning. Hebrews chapter number 9. Hebrews chapter number 9. I know exactly what time it is. I'll get you out of here in good order. Like a good friend of mine always says, this sermon will be like a fat boy crawling under a barbed wire fence. Just about 3 points and I'll be through. Amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 6. I said 9. Make it 6. I just want to see if you could find 9. Amen. I want to say this morning it's an honor to have Miss Shirley Church with us this morning. Brother Jason is our RU director, our Reformers Unanimous. We have a group that meets here on Friday night and help people with addictions. And you know, I was thinking about that the other day, Brother Jason. I don't know anybody that ain't addicted to something. Amen. I drink about a gallon and a half of coffee every day. And I claim it ain't an addiction, but catch me when I ain't had it. Amen. And you can tell the difference. Amen. Somebody said, you ought to just drink decaf. Well, that's about as useless as anything I've seen in my decaf. My hind leg. That'd be like drinking an energy drink with no energy in it. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Everybody got a problem with something. But Brother Jason has a great burden to carry that ministry further. And the Victory Valley Rescue Ranch is being birthed as we speak. And the Lord's doing great things. And he just ran into Miss Shirley one day, I guess doing a job for her or something, and she just volunteered free of charge, helping with all the nonprofit stuff, and it's a blessing. Just, you know, there's still people out there that want to do something for God. Amen. I just want to say publicly, I appreciate all the help. Never met her till today, but I know you. Amen. Heard all about you. God bless you, sis. Hebrews chapter number 6. And we're going to look at the theme verse this morning for what was our ladies' day yesterday. But I figure if it's good for a bunch of women, it'd be good for us all.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to talk about this big anchor. They decorated for the thing yesterday and they took a lot of it down. But I said, just leave that right there in the morning. We may talk about this anchor in Hebrews chapter number 6 and verse number 19. Where the Bible said, which hope we have. As and say the word with me, anchor of the soul, be sure and both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil. He said, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. I think about an anchor. I'm a fisherman. I love to fish and I love to hunt. If you're an animal rights activist, you won't be happy around here very long. Amen. We have a slogan, if it's brown, it's down. If it's flying, it's dying. Amen. We'll come up with one for if it's swimming, it's something. Amen. Y'all give that some thought. But I like to fish. And as the thought of an anchor, and when I read about an anchor in the Bible, I automatically think about fishing. I used to bass fish and do that somewhat competitively, and we rarely used an anchor in that situation. But I also like to crappie fish. Y'all know what crappie are, is that right? It's according to what part of the country you're from. If you're from around here, it's crappie fishing. If you're from Tennessee, it's crappie. If you're from Louisiana, it's white perch. If you're from South Louisiana, where all the Cajuns live, it's socolay. Same fish, a bunch of different names. But over at Brother Anthony Waters' house, and nobody's allowed there, by the way, but me, so don't even get your hopes up. Over at Brother Anthony Waters' house, he's got a place when the crappie are biting, or the white perch, or the crappie, or the socolay, whatever you want to call them, good eating, that's what I call them. Amen. Filleted, battered, and deep fried. Somebody help me right there with hush puppies. Amen. And catch it. Anyway, but he's got a spot over there where he has some Christmas trees sunk in concrete in the water. I know exactly where they are. And tied to those concreted Christmas trees is a rope. And all you got to do is get out there and know where they are. That's a key point. Them crappie, they build their lives and their homes around them Christmas trees. But every time I go, I took Brother Terry and Miss Stacy's little boy over there last year, and he wanted to ride around the boat more than he wanted to fish. We got out there to them Christmas trees, and I felt my hand down around the water, and I found that rope, and I tied it to my boat. And what that did, it anchored me in a good place. In a good place. When you're fishing and you find a good place and you find them stacked up, you want something to hold you there. Can I just say, as a child of God, I found a good place. Amen. I have found a good place in Jesus, so I think I'll just throw the anchor overboard, amen, and stay right there where he is. No need to drift around. No need to get blown this away or blown that away. I believe I'll just stay anchored in him. An anchor. I looked that word up. Webster said in one of his definitions that an anchor was a person. I like that. An anchor is a person or a thing that can be relied on for support, for stability, and for security. An anchor is a person or a thing that can be relied on for support, for stability, or for security. Can I just say you can rely on him this morning? Let me say that again. I just like the sound of it. You can rely on him this morning. You can rely on it. The insurance company says you're in good hands with Allstate. Or you can rely on us. Or brother, I tell you what, that's fine and good for a commercial. But let your roof leak and call them up.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Amen. Let your swimming pool get a hole in it. You'll find out how much you can rely on this world. We all right this morning. But I found something some 27, 28 years ago that I could rely on. And I dropped an anchor in that thing. And I'm talking about the blood of Calvary. And I've relied on it ever since. And he's never let me down one time. He's never moved on me. He's never drifted on me. Thank God we have an anchor for our soul this morning. Amen. I want you to go to Acts chapter number 27. Acts chapter number 27. I won't preach long this morning, I promise, but I do want to give you this thought about this anchor. People are trying to anchor themselves in so many different places. Brother John English, we grew up together, and he'll remember some of the guys we grew up with, and nothing against any of them, but they got rich quick. In Paulding County, there was a time if you had a hammer, you could make $1 million. If you knew how to read a blueprint and frame or build a house, brother, you'd get rich quick. And they were relying on the building industry. Y'all okay? That ain't much to rely on this day and time, is it? Well, we found out that society is no place to throw your anchor. Let me say it again. Society is no place to throw an anchor. Why? Because society changes. Always has, and it always will. There's always been ups, and there's always been downs. There's always been good times when things were good, but then as society goes along and the calendar rolls around, brother, it's coming. Hey, I believe if the Lord tarries, it might get good again.
Yes,
but don't rely on that. Why? Because as sure as it gets good again, it will get bad again. You know what that is, friend? That's life. It's full of ups and downs. And thank God if you've got a good job, and you ought to be thankful for it. You ought to give God glory for it. But that should not be where the anchor of your life is. Why? Because that job can wash away. That stock market can change overnight. That situation can change in a heartbeat. And there you are with your anchor in something that has done moved on you and left you high and dry. Amen. People anchoring themselves in a whole lot of different places. Society ain't a good place to find help and support. Everybody's dependent on government. It's the government's job to do this, and it's the government. Hey, why don't we just learn to depend on the Lord and put our trust in him? Amen. Y'all okay? Hey, man, I'm just telling you a place where you can find an anchor for your soul this morning. And he won't leave you, and he won't let you down. In Acts chapter number 27, I want you to notice, Paul is on a ship, he's a prisoner, and they're sailing toward Italy, and in this story, they get in a storm. How many of you been in a storm?
Amen.
The old saying is, you're either in a storm, or you just came out of a storm, or are you about to go into a storm? I remember when I got saved, I thought, boy, I laid in the bed that night. I got saved about, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Brother J. Bice's front yard, he led me to the Lord. By the way, Brother Danny, I don't know if you noticed or not, that big ugly boy sitting behind you, that's Jay's baby boy right there. I didn't know if you noticed that he cannot deny who his daddy is. Amen. And I got saved right there in his front yard. And I remember laying down in my bed that night, and I honestly thought, this is the way my mind thought, I got saved, I won't never have no more trouble. And did you know, of course, I was naive and I was young and I didn't know a whole lot of Bible. I didn't know any better. But there's preachers on TV who know better, and they're trying to sell you that line of bull. Oh, if you'll just send them $20, you won't never have no more trouble. Yeah, you got trouble already. You $20 broker than you were before you sent them that $20. Somebody help me right there. That bunch of liars, they after your money. They loved you so much, why don't they never send you some? That guy standing up there with glasses on, thick as Coke bottles, talking about if you got faith, God will heal you. I'm like, bop yourself in the face, dude. Fix your eyes, amen. I honestly thought when I got saved, we ain't never going to have another problem. I laid in the bed and I thought, man, the money's going to come rolling in. Yeah. Angie's going to love me. We'll never have another fight. I believe that. I did. I laid in the bed and I thought, how good this is. Yeah. What I realized was my soul got saved, my flesh didn't.
That's right.
And that never have another fight. I even wondered if she really got saved. She went out with a grandbaby. I can say what I want. Amen. I didn't think we'd never have no more trouble. Man, I found out after I got saved, I had more trouble than I had before I got saved. I found out I got a new enemy now, and his name's the devil. And I had a fight and a handful of hell every time I turned around. And I thought, what's up with this? And then I began to read my Bible. And I thought, wow. I read about old Job. Loved God more than anybody alive. Man, look what happened to him. And I thought, well, in this life, I am going to have trouble. There ain't no doubt about it. But in this trouble, in this storm, I've got an anchor. In this storm, let me just say it again. In this storm, I have got an anchor. If the Lord ever blesses me, I've got an old boat that I put around in. And matter of fact, tried to crank it the other day and it wouldn't even crank. I got to deal with that. I got a little boat I put around in, fish in. Lord ever blesses me and I get one of them new Ranger bass boats or a new Skeeter. I felt something right there. I didn't get a single amen. If the Lord ever blesses me with a new Skeeter, a new Ranger bass boat, they got something now, and yeah, this probably don't mean nothing to y'all, but it's spiritual to me. They got something now called a power pole, and it's an automatic anchor on the back of the boat. You just mash a button, and it drives a stop in the ground, stops you where you are. All you got to do is mash that button and apply the power pole.
Amen.
I like that. You get on a good spot and the wind's blowing, just mash that button. I've gotten a good spot in Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And what I found, that even though I'm saved, the wind still blows.
Yes, sir.
It ain't really a button I got that I can push, but it's a holy place that I can enter into at any given time and ask for help in my time of need. And I have an anchor that is ready for deployment on the spot. Thank God for that anchor. Amen. I want you to notice in this story with the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter number 27. Now, our anchor of Jesus, he's an eternal anchor. And in this life, in this story, we're going to see that there are times for throwing out the anchor. And there's times for pulling it up. There's times for throwing out the anchor. And there's times for pulling up the anchor. To throw out the anchor is to stop you where you are. Some of you need to stop where you are. Some of y'all don't need to go any further till something that's wrong is fixed. Some of you are in a stormy place, in a place of doubt, and a place of dread and a place of discouragement, and you need to throw out the anchor where you are and not make any big decisions for your life till you get past where you're at. You'll do stupid stuff in a storm. When the wind starts howling, you'll do things without thinking.
Yes, sir.
You might even jump ship if you ain't careful. Mark chapter number 4. What if them boys, the Bible said, the wind and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. My boat gets full of water, I'm getting out of my boat.
Right.
Are y'all listening? Brother Terry's little boy, we were fishing at Brother Anthony's deepest place in his lake, ain't over your head except for at the dam in one little old place. That little boy said, what if a boat sinks? I said, we'll walk to shore. Amen. It ain't that deep. Hey, but listen, man, when the storm starts blowing, people tend to want to bail out.
Right.
Oh, everybody loves the church and everything's hunky-dory.
Yes,
we shouting glory and swinging from the chandelier. Oh, but let the devil stick his head up. And people start bailing left and right. No, when trouble comes, we need to throw the anchor overboard. Amen. In Acts chapter number 27, I want you to look at verse number 29. Acts 27, verse number 29. The Bible said, then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. Stay with me. The storm was blowing. The storm was blowing to the extent they could not see where they were going. And when you get in a place in your Christian life where you cannot see the way, you'll go the wrong way. And the Bible said that they cast out 4 anchors. Why? For fear that they would crash into the rock. I am tired of hearing of Christians who have crashed into the rock.
Amen.
Everywhere I turn around, another preacher's going down.
You're right.
Every time I turn around, another church has sold their Bible.
You're right.
Traded it in for a praise and worship team.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Don't look cross-eyed at me. I'm hearing it everywhere I turn. I heard about a preacher just recently. They took Baptist off their sign. I'd be ashamed.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not going to heaven because I'm Baptist, but that little term Baptist tells you what I believe. It separates us from the anything goes crowd.
Amen.
Listen, anything don't go.
Right.
Let me say it again. Hey, bars have more restrictions than that.
Yes, sir.
Y'all all right? Bars have more restrictions than most churches.
Yeah.
I'm going to preach till I'm done. Some of y'all been got uncomfortable. Amen. They were afraid they were going to crash against the rock. I heard a preacher Friday night. We went over to Kingsway to the pastor's conference. Brother Shelton Smith, who's the editor of The Sword of the Lord. He started talking about, and this will encourage you. It encouraged me. It ain't got nothing to do with my message. I just thought I'd throw it in because it helped me. Because everywhere I go, everybody wants to tell you bad news. Anybody like that? Y'all know, everybody you talk to, if there's bad news, it'll hit Facebook way before good news does. Amen. It'll make the social network and the social media way before some good news does.
Right.
Amen. You let a preacher have a revival and 100 got saved. Ain't nobody talking about
right,
it.
Preacher.
But you let a preacher mess up and make a mistake and the whole world knows.
Right.
Here's what Brother Shelton said Friday night that helped me. He said, everywhere I go, I hear about people messing up and everybody wants to focus on that. He said, but I promise you, in fundamentalism, he said, they are less than 1%. How about that? That's encouraging. Less than 1%. When you look at our churches as a whole that believe this Bible's the Word of God and preach it, Jesus still saves, amen? The ones that are going away are less than 1%. I like that. There's a crowd out there that never has believed it, never will believe it, so they're not part of that percentage, amen? We're talking about the ones who have run into the rocks. Listen, I've watched it come next month. It'll be 20 years I've been your pastor. You would not believe the shipwrecks I've seen. You wouldn't believe. I was watching, if you're against watching TV, don't watch it, but I was watching Swamp People the other night. I like it. I like Swamp People. Amen. I like Duck Dynasty, too. Amen. Happy, happy, happy. Amen. I like that stuff. Anyway, I was watching Swamp People. They're catching them alligators, and a storm had come in. Hurricane Isaac, I believe it was, or Ivan. Ivan or Isaac, I forgot. One of them started with an I. But the hurricane had come in, and they were trying to catch the alligators after that, and they showed all the damages of the storm. And they go through those bayous and through those swamps, and you'd see a boat washed up here and a boat washed up there. They were sunken boats all up and down that swamp. You know what that was? That was fishermen who had got caught in a storm. And I've seen the same thing in Christianity for 20 years. If you had everybody this morning who have got saved and come through our church in 20 years, there is not a building in Villarica, Georgia that would hold them all. Not one. Let me say it again. Not one. Walmart wouldn't hold them. Walmart and the Ingles together wouldn't hold them. I'm telling you, there are a lot of shipwrecks this morning. And what we ought to do is make up our mind that we're going to throw out an anchor somewhere. And we're going to make sure that when the storm blows, that we get hold of something that is unmovable. Do you know what a storm will do? A storm will move you. I remember my pastor, Brother Earl Partain, he always gave an illustration. He was in the Navy. And he was on a great big old ship. He'd tell exactly how many feet long it was and how many feet wide. I mean, it was twice the size of this building at least. And he was talking about how mighty that ocean was and how it would toss that little boat around, that big ship around, like it was a little toy boat in a pond. He said that big old ship wasn't nothing for that big old ocean. Just when we get to think we're something. And we get a little judgmental and we start looking around at this other crowd and we cross our spiritual arms and we look down our fundamental nose and say, bless God, that'll never happen to me. Hey, you better be careful. It may just be that the wind hadn't blown your way yet. Hey, when the storms come in, hey, things begin to move. They threw out the anchor, four of them. I believe they give it all they had. Four anchors to me speaks of every direction. North, south, east, and west. They threw out an anchor in every direction. Why? So that they would not move in the storm. Some of you going through storms in your family, be still. Maritally, storms is blowing. Financially, storms are blowing. Spiritually, storms are blowing. You better throw out an anchor. You better throw out an anchor. Amen. And I like this. The Bible said they wish for the day. They wish for the day. Ain't no sense in moving when you can't see where you're going.
That's right, preacher.
Ain't no sense. Let me say it again. Ain't no sense in moving if you can't see where you're going. Well, what they were saying was, we're going to throw this anchor out right here and we're going to pray for daylight. We can't see, so we're going to sit still till we can. And we got some people in God's family, you need to sit still till you can see again. Amen. People come to me all the time, Brother Freddie, and this is their statement. Brother Eddie, I don't know what to do. Brother Eddie, tell me what to do. I can't tell you all the time what to do. What are you going to do when you're somewhere and you ain't got a preacher handy? What are you going to do sometimes when you ain't got a cell phone on and you can't call somebody? Hey, you better learn to anchor yourself in Jesus and hold on for dear life, honey, till the sun comes up and you can see again. Amen. People make the dumbest decision in the time of storm. Oh, I've seen it destroy lives. People come in my office and say, Brother Eddie, we're going through this and we're going through that, and here's what we think. And I say, no, don't do that. Well, they've already done it. They just want my blessing on it. I'm not a priest. Amen. Brother Weininger said Friday night, he's talking about all the preachers quitting, like 20-something churches in our area without a pastor. He said it's so bad even the Pope quit.
Amen.
That's getting pretty bad, amen? Hey, listen, man, just because people are washing out don't mean you have to. I remember when one of my preacher buddies, one of my preacher heroes, not just a buddy and not just a friend, but a hero, somebody I looked up to, somebody I respected greatly. God taught me through him not to put my confidence in man.
Yes.
And he messed up.
Yes.
He didn't just mess up, he failed.
Yeah.
And buddy, it about crushed me.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord spoke to my heart one night in the midnight hour and said, just because he washed out doesn't mean you have to. Just because he messed up doesn't mean you have to. Just because everybody else is jumping off a cliff. Just because everybody else is diving off the balcony. Just because everybody else is jumping out of the boat. Don't mean you have to. Because they'll abandon ship and make it look like a good thing.
Yeah, you're right, preacher.
It ain't a good thing. You better hang on. We all right this morning? I remember, I wouldn't say anything to disrespect him for nothing in the world, but I remember the year after this preacher hero of mine, my friend messed up. There was a meeting that he preached every year. He helped start the meeting, and it's one of the largest meetings I preach ever. They called and asked me to take his spot. I called him. I said, bro, they've called and asked me to take this spot. What should I do? He said, if me and you were playing in the Super Bowl and I was running the ball and you was blocking for me, he said, right before I got the end zone, if I dropped the ball, what would you do? I said, I'd pick it up and run it in. He said, pick it up and run it in.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen,
we need some people to pick it up and run it in.
Yeah.
We need some people who will, in a time of storm and when preachers are changing and when churches are changing and when Bibles are changing and when music is changing, we need some that will throw the anchor overboard and say, we found a good place in Jesus. We found peace and we found rest and we found joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we're just going to throw out an anchor right here and hang on.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said the church has got to change or go down. I don't think so. Jesus gave himself for the church.
Right.
He's never abandoned it and he never will. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Many are crashing on the rocks of sin. The rocks of sin. Let me tell you something. I'm going to quit in a minute, I promise. Listen, I'm sick of adultery.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I hate it. One of you men, you cheat on your wife, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk bad about you. And I ain't going to do it to these other men. I'm going to do it to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Don't die on me.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of children weeping and crying because daddy can't stay at home where he belongs.
Yes, sir.
I'm tired of seeing brokenhearted children because mama can't control herself. Yeah. Hey, y'all better listen to me this morning. I'm on your side. Not preaching against you, I'm preaching for you this morning. The preacher's supposed to hate sin. And by the way, if you're saved, you're supposed to hate it. Amen. Somebody said, boy, that must be a sore spot with you. It is. I grew up in it. I remember hearing mama beg for child support. I remember getting to see my daddy every other weekend, if I was lucky. That stinks, man. So what if I've already been through it? Do the best you can. Love your children.
Yeah.
If you ain't been through it, you better throw out an anchor where you are. Throw out an anchor where you are. People are crashing into sin. This place will be half full of people Friday night who have crashed with sin. Nothing's sin anymore. The Bible said that sin might appear exceeding sinful. Everything's a sickness now. Adultery is not a sickness, it's a sin.
That's right, preacher.
Homosexuality is not a lifestyle, it's a sin.
Amen.
When I'm not at church, I wear Wrangler jeans and cowboy boots. That's a lifestyle.
Yes.
Y'all listen to me? That's a lifestyle. Kissing guys ain't a lifestyle.
Amen.
Bless God, I'm preaching the Bible whether y'all like it or not.
Right.
It's not a lifestyle, it's a sin.
That's right.
Let me just say it again. I said it's a sin.
Amen.
People are crashing every day. And I'm tired of watching it. I'm like those fishermen. Trolling through the swamps after the storm gets through. And seeing the boats washed up on the bank. Would to God somebody throw out an anchor this morning. Some of y'all are in a rocky place, in a windy place. You need to throw out an anchor this morning.
Amen.
You need to look at your wife, look at your husband, look at your children and say, we're going to stop right where we are.
Yeah.
And we're going to pray for the day. We're going to throw out an anchor right here where we are. And we're going to throw it out in Jesus Christ. We're going to anchor it in a Bible-believing church, and we're going to hold on for daylight.
Amen.
There's a time to drop anchor. But then sometimes there's a time for pulling up anchor. Some people think if their lives isn't moving and constantly going forward and abounding all the time that something's wrong. No, sometimes it's good just to be still. Sometimes it's good just to be still. I've learned when I don't know what to do, I don't do nothing. Sometimes people think, well, the pastor ought to take care of this. He ought to do this. Sometimes I'm waiting. Because I don't always know the answer. I'm not the wisest person in the world. I don't have all the answers. So I just throw out an anchor where I am, and I'll wait for some light, for some daylight. And say, okay, God, you show me what to do. Because I've made enough stupid decisions on my own. Amen? Look at verse number 40 of Acts chapter number 27. I'll have you out of here in just a minute. Acts chapter 27, look at verse number 40. The Bible said, when they had taken up the what?
The anchors.
They committed themselves unto the sea and loosed the rudder bands and hoist up the mainsails to the wind and made toward the shore. And made toward the shore. There's time to pull up anchor. There's time to move and there's time to go forward. But you better wait for sailing conditions.
Yeah. Right.
You say it again. You better wait for sailing conditions. Back up to verse number 39. Verse number 39. Watch this. Verse number 40, they took up the anchors. But what happened first? Look at the first little phrase of verse number 39. And when it was what?
Day.
And when it was day. And when it was day, they waited for daylight. Let me just reiterate. Don't move in the dark.
Amen.
Don't move in the dark. Man, when you're in a jobless situation, don't jump ship. When you're in a battle in your home, I know people who are not getting along spiritually in the home. The wife's not right with God. The husband's not right with God. Then they come in my office and say, we're going to the mission field. You're stupid.
Amen.
Y'all all right? You better wait for daylight.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You got to graduate first grade before you go second.
Amen, preacher.
Y'all all right? Let me say it again. You got to graduate first grade before you go to second.
Yeah.
When I was in school, they called it holding you back. When I was real little, they called it failing. Now it's holding you back.
Yeah.
If you didn't get first grade, you had to repeat it.
Yeah.
Before you could go on, you had to get what was there before.
That's
right. So y'all listen, before you move on spiritually, you better get what you're supposed to get where you are. So many are getting the cart before the horse. They jump out there and think, oh, God's called me into this and God's called me into that. Hey, you better make sure it's smooth sailing before you move.
Yeah.
Amen. They waited till it was day. And the Bible said in verse 39, they knew not the land. It might be unknown, but God has a shore for you somewhere.
Amen.
I remember years ago at White Oak, I was just a young Christian, hadn't been saved very long at all. And the men had a fishing trip. The deacons went on a fishing trip every year, chartered a boat and went out on the ocean. Or one of the deacons done paid his money and couldn't go. Roger Cole come over and asked me, he said, you want to take so-and-so spot? I said, man, I ain't got $500 to go on no fishing trip. He says, done paid for. I said, I'm in.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's my kind of fishing trip. Any of y'all got one like that? Call me. I'll take that paid for spot every time. We got on that boat at midnight, traveled some 80 miles out in the ocean. I woke up that next morning. We were standing on the deck of that ship. Old Roger looked at me and Steve Williams on the other side. And Roger said, hey, Eddie, which way's land? Man, it looked like we was in a bowl of soup.
Yeah.
I ain't never in my life. I looked. I said, I ain't got a clue. I didn't know where I was. But I'm glad there's a captain on board.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad there's a captain on board that knew exactly where we were. On the way out there, that ship got in a little old storm. They called it a squall. I remember climbing up. Everybody was scared. I climbed up to the wheelhouse where the captain was and realized the captain's up above everything else. And he sees exactly what's going on. And I said, man, we're dying. We're going to sink. We're going to be on Gilligan's Island. Hey, man, what's going on? He said, man, you see this dot right here on the screen? I said, yes, sir. He said, that's us. He said, you see this dot? I said, yep. He said, that's where we going. He wasn't even driving.
Yeah, great.
He was drinking coffee. He said, son, this thing's on autopilot.
Amen. Yeah.
He said, you go down there and go to sleep in the morning.
Yeah.
in the morning, when the sun comes up.
Yes.
He said, I've got a buoy anchored out here where we're going. He said, it's a big orange ball about that big around. He said, in the morning before you even talk to me, he said, I want you to go and look over the right-hand side of the boat and tell me what you see.
Yeah.
I got up that next morning, walked out to that right-hand side of the boat. I looked down that water. Right there at my feet was that big orange ball. I looked up there at that captain. He said, you may not be able to see the shore where you are right now. Weeping may endure for the night, the Bible said, but joy cometh in the morning. You may not be able to see the shore. You may not be able to see safety. Hey, but God has a shore in sight for you. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean He can't see it. He knows the way already. We just need to be still and wait on Him. Amen? Let's see. Well, they pulled up the anchor and it took faith. The Bible said they found a certain creek. That's that way. That creek was the way. And that way for you is there. But we go back to this Acts chapter number 27. Or Hebrews chapter number 6. And I'll close. Brother Todd, y'all come get us a song. I just want to say, this world will offer you a whole lot of anchors. There's a time for pulling up anchor. There's time for throwing out the anchor. But there ain't but one anchor. And His name's Jesus. The Bible said we have an anchor for our soul. He said He's steadfast. He's sure. And He's anchored in the veil. Let me just say our anchor holds. Our anchor holds. Sometimes when you throw an anchor out, you gotta drift till that anchor will catch a rock on the bottom. I'm glad my anchor is in the rock. I've got an anchor that holds. Listen, I've been through church splits. I've been through family problems. I've been through deaths. My mother-in-law is here, right back there this morning. Since I've been married to her daughter, she's buried two husbands. Since we've been married three. Yeah, she's married to her fourth husband, never been divorced. Can y'all imagine that? Man, we've been through some stuff. My little sister-in-law, we buried her. My nephew, we buried him. My brother-in-law, we buried him. We've been through some storm. We've been through some storm. But you know what I found? That this anchor in Jesus Christ, it holds. It holds. It's sure. It's steadfast. It helps. It helps. And I'm telling you, there's help in Jesus this morning. If you'll just trust Him, and you'll just come to Him. That anchor is sure, it's steadfast, and thank God that anchor is sinless. You can examine everything in this life that this world says, put your hope in this, put your hope in that, and you can find holes in it, you can find fault in it, you can find failure. But you won't find nothing wrong with Jesus. He's a sure, He's a steadfast, and He's a sinless anchor. Who's your anchor this morning? Who's your anchor? What's holding your life steady? What's keeping your ship from going under? Let's stand our feet all over the house this morning. Glad we have an anchor for our soul. It's good that I've got an anchor for my life, but it ain't eternal. But I've got a soul that is. I've got a soul that's going to live forever somewhere, heaven or hell. And I'm glad I've got an anchor for my soul. And that anchor is Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads all over the house this morning. Heads bowed and eyes closed. They're getting ready to sing. I have a verse of an invitation this morning. But before we do, I'd love to ask this question. I wonder, there's somebody here this morning. Say, preacher, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about this anchor. I don't know if I died right now, heaven would be my home. I need to get that thing settled in my heart. But preacher, I'm not sure. That's one thing He said about this anchor, that it was sure. You can know. John said, these things have are written that you may know that you have eternal life. You can have that thing settled this morning. I wonder if there's one here today. Say, Brother Eddie, I'm not sure where I'm going when I die.
I'd like to know that heaven would be my home, but I'm not sure. I wonder if you'd just slip up your hand. I'd like to pray for you. I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. Just want to pray for you. You just slip up your hand. Say, preacher, I'm not sure if I died right now where I'd spend eternity. I wish you'd pray for me. Just slip up your hand. How about this morning? Preacher, there's no doubt in my mind I'm saved. I can tell you when and tell you where. I know if I died right now, heaven would be my home. But even though I'm saved, I found myself in a storm. The winds are blowing. It's dark and I can't see the way. Pray that I'd throw out my anchor in Jesus and just hold on till he shows me the way. How about that this morning? Hands all over this building. Thank you so much. Let's pray together. Fathers, we come to you this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for a good day, and we thank you for these good people who have come out to church this morning. Now, Lord, I pray they don't leave empty-handed. Lord, I pray they leave this service better for having been here. Lord, not because of me or anybody else here, but because of what you've done in their heart this morning. You saw every hand. You know every heart. Father, deal with us accordingly, and we'll thank you for it. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.